Today's daf is Hoyrius daf Yud Aleph, and we are at the first wide line in the middle of daf Yud Amid Beis. So the Gemara had digressed to a little bit of Haggadata. I don't think anyone has any objections, and the Gemara is going to continue along, so there's going to be more Haggadata and more hardcore Hoyrius sugyas in today's daf. So the Gemara, a classic. Amar Abba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says ki yisharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam, u'poshim yukashlubam. A pasuk in Hoshea, perek yodalet. It sounds like there's one derech, tzadikim go on that derech, and yelchubam. The poshlim go on that same derech, they travel on that same highway, and yukashlubam, they stumble. Mashal ish neb ne'yodam. So Rabbi Yechanan said, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. With two people, shetzalu pischeya. They roasted their carbon pesach. Echad achli l'shum mitzvah. One, when it came time to eating the carbon pesach, he ate it with the intent of being mekayim, the mitzvah in the Torah of achilos carbon pesach. Ve'echad achli l'shum achila gasa. The other person, however, his intention when he was eating the carbon pesach was not to be mekayim a mitzvah, but it was rather to fulfill a taiva. He was hungry. It was good food. The person that ate it with the kavanah of a mitzvah, he is tzadikim yelchubam. So Rabbi Yochanan said two people could be doing the same exact thing. They're traveling down the same proverbial highway, but at the same time, one is tzadikim yelchubam. He's being mekayim a mitzvah's esedai raisa. The other person is upayshim yikashlubam. He's giving up an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa. So the one that has the kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, he is being mekayim the mitzvah. The one that does not have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, he's the rasha. He's the poshe. Amalei Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, rasha karisle. I don't understand how in your mashal you can call the person that ate the carbon pesach with the intention of achila gasa or rasha. I understand Rabbi Yochanan. Granted, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah namuchar, but pesach miloy koachol. But didn't he at the very least be mekayim the mitzvah? Emes is, at first glance, what does it sound like? This machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is. This person who ate the carbon pesach, but he ate it l'shum achila gasa. He didn't eat it with the intention to be yotze the mitzvah. Is he a rasha? Meaning, was he mevatel the mitzvah or was he not mevatel the mitzvah? Rabbi Yochanan said he was mevatel the mitzvah. Reish Lakish said, nu. But Pesach miloy kachol. It sounds like the machloikis is mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Reish Lakish's taina seems to be mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So nehid loyavet mitzvah namufcher. Everybody agrees there's an idea for a mitzvah namufcher. You're supposed to have kavana. But Pesach miloy kachol. Just because he didn't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, does not mean he wasn't yoitza the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. You know, what makes this deal the shagas aryeh in Turi Yevin Sechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches in the sugis of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The shagas aryeh says it sounds like Reish Lakish's sheet in this gemara is that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan, and the Shach Nesari asks a kasha from a Reish Lakish of Perek Arvei Psachim, where it would appear that Reish Lakish Hashita was the mitzvahs tzrichas kavan, and if that's the case, there's a steer in Reish Lakish. Shach Nesari says a geshmak eteretz based on a gemara mesachta zvachim daf beis. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll be learning zvachim daf beis in the beginning of next week, so maybe we'll wait until the beginning of next week to speak out the gevaldige yisoid of the Shach Nesari to answer this seeming steer in Shita's Reish Lakish, whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavan or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. Now we have a lot of Gemara to learn. Says the Gemara, so that can't be the mashal of this pasuk. Yisharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam u'poshim yukashlo. El mashal l'shnei b'adam. The mashal perhaps is something else. There were two people. Zeh ishtoi v'achoisa yimi b'bayis v'zeh ishtoi v'achoisa b'bayis. They were both were living with their wife and wife's sister, respectively. So Reuven was living in the same house with his wife and his wife's sister. Shimon was living in the same house with his wife and his wife's sister. And they were both Boyal Balayla. One was Boyal Ishtoi, the other one was Boyal Achois Ishtoi. Zeshen is Damnoloi Ishtoi Tzadikim Yelchubam. Vezeshen is Damnoloi Achoisoi Upoishim Yikashlubam. One was Boyal Ishtoi, the other one was Boyal Anerva. So you see, two people are in a similar situation. One is Tzadikim Yelchubam, and the other one is Upoishim Yikashlubam. But the Gemara says that's not either a good mashal. Einan Nimshal Doimelaha Mashal, because me, Dami, Anan Kamer. Over here, the two people, Reuven and Shimon, ended up traveling down different highways. They took different drachim. One ishtoi, the other one achos ishtoi. Isn't the pasuk saying that two people did the same thing? They didn't do the same thing. It was the same in that it was a be'ilah, but one was with ishtoi, the other one was with achos ishtoi. So again, we don't have the accurate mashal to this pasuk. Ella says the gemara mashal l'beishneibneibaisav. I'll give you a real life example, not just hypothetical, and that is the story of Lot and his two daughters. And we all know the background. The background is after Hashem destroyed Sodom, kemapecha sodom v'amora. So Lot daughters thought that the world had been completely destroyed. They thought that the only three people that had survived Mapecha Sodom was themselves and their father. And they were afraid that the world was going to cease to exist. And they knew the pasuk in Yeshaya, so they had to do something. And they did something that Be'etzem was a avera, a terrible, terrible avera. They were boil with their own father. And the reason they did it was because they wanted to become pregnant from somebody, and the only person alive, the only man in their mind, was their father. Like this, they'll have children in the world, will continue to have a hamshach. So says the Gemara, they who had in mind to do a mitzvah, they were doing it to make sure the world would have a kiyum tzadikim yechubam. Who? But Lot, who was complicit in this, but he had the wrong intentions. But the Gemara says, how do you know that Lot had bad kavanas? How do you know anything about Lot? We know what Lot's daughter's intentions were. But how do you know what Lot's own intentions were? It's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayisa Lot Aseinov, Vayaris Kol Kikar Hayarden, Kikula Mashka Lefnei Hashem. So Lot and Avram decide that they're going to go in different directions. You go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. And Lot scans, it's called Kikar Hayarden, and he realizes where he wants to settle. He wants to settle in Sodom. Now, why did he want to settle in Sodom? Because Sodom was a place of Ashchasa. It was a place that was Shtufei Zima, and he felt that that's where he wanted to be. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that if you understand, had a darshan that pasuk, you would realize the entire pasuk is saying and expressing and espousing this idea that is gas from the West Coast, that the intention of Lot was Taiva. The pasuk says, Vayisa Lot. You know why the Torah uses the word Vayisa? It's a play on Vatisa Eshes Adonio Es-Eineha. Es-Einov Vayomer Shimshon Oysa Kachliki Yoshev Einai. Vayar is Vayar Oysa Shem Ben Chamor. Es-Kol Kiklar Yard and Iskevat Isho Zoyna Kikar Lechet Kichula Mashka. That's a pasuk. Elcha Acharei Mahava Inoysi Lachmi Omei Maitzamri Yopishti Shamni Vishikuyoy. So every word in the pasuk is a reference to another pasuk in Tanakh. Hatzad Ashov Ashobahem Psukim that deal with that. Right. So you see that Lloyd's intention was 100% kol kuli arayas. So if Lloyd went to Stein for arayas, so you see he was a Baal Taiva, that's what he wanted. So it's fair to assume that what was his intention when it came to the Maisa with his two daughters? His intention probably was L'shem Taiva. Now the emphasis is it's a little bit shvach in terms of having good evidence beyond a reasonable doubt to be able to say that Lot for sure had in mind to do a dvar aver. We know for sure that Lot's daughters were meschavim l'shem mitzvah. The pasuk says that. As far as Lot, we don't have any information, but we have context. The context is that Lot had gone to Sodom l'katchila for taiva. So you see that he is somewhat victim to the taiva of arayas. So it makes sense then to assume, maybe not. And isn't there an idea to be down a personal kafschos? We'll speak on some ray later. But just the Rashi says in Masech Tes Nozot Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that's another place in Shas where this Gemara is mentioned verbatim. Rashi over there says that being that you find that Lot was somebody that was vulnerable when it came to the area of Taiva, we're not obligated to be done Lot l'kafschos. Not just that, Rashi says we're not allowed to be done Lot l'kafschos. But either way, but the Gemara asks the obvious question. That would be all good if, as far as we know, Lot was conscious when all this happened. But Vimein is honest. Lot was shikavi Lot, right? So if Lot was nishmat da'alamin when this all happened, so you could have 500 reasons why you would maybe think that Lot was a schavin l'shem aver. It wasn't a schavin for anything. The pasuk says Lot drank wine, he became drunk, and that's when this all happened. Why does there a vav, a little pintle on the word vav, in the word uvekuma in the pasuk loy melachash the shichva lo yad avol vekuma yad loy didn't know. It's true. Your loy went to sleep drunk. See, he had no idea what happened to Shas Maisa, but when he woke up at that point, he knew already. But the Gemara says, okay, but my havalelum evan, my dahavahava, whatever happened happened. Nafkamina de lepanya chrida loy bay loy lemishni. It's true that at that point, what happened happened. But why did he drink again the next night? Why did he allow himself now to be not with the bechira, but rather with the tziira? That already is a raya that he had enjoyed it. It was something that he was okay with. Thus, we know that Lloyd's daughters were neschavim l'shem mitzvah. He was neschavim l'shem avera. Va'al zeh nemar apostik ki yisharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poshim yikashlu bam. Lloyd's daughters went down this highway, so to speak. They went on a derech. It was a derech of avera. But they had the right intentions. But the Gemara in a moment is going to refer to as an avera l'shma. And it's therefore tzadikim yelchu bam. They go down in history as having done something very, very noble, despite the circumstances. But at the same time, they were neschav l'shem mitzvah. Loit was neschav l'shem avera. He is the one that to poishim yikashul them. Doresh Rabba, my dechsev, och nifsham yikiryas oiz, medyon kabriya cham, och nifsham yikiryas oiz el Loit. Loit is the brother. He was related to Avram. He was nifsham yikiryas oiz. He sinned towards the Kiryas Oiz, who was Avram Avinu, he caused a fight between the Yidden and Amoin. What's the connection between Loit and Amoin Umoyav? So, of course, that's Pesukim in the Torah. Because the first night, when Loit's oldest daughter was together with Loit, she became pregnant. She had a son, and she named her son Moyav. The second night, when the Tzeira, the younger daughter, was together with Loit, she too became pregnant. She had a son, and she named her son Amoin. So Amoin and Moyav come from Loit. And Amoin u'Moyav would be the two nations where the Torah says, Lo'yavoy Amoini u'Moyavi b'kal Hashem, gam doir asiri Lo'yav. Forever. They have no right to ever enter the Kal Hashem. So you see that there was always going to be some tension between Amoin u'Moyav and Klal Yisrael. Amoin u'Moyav only came about because of the story with Loit and his daughters. It only happened because Loit was in Stein. Loit was only in Stein because he left Avram Avinu. So Loit leaving Avram Avinu would one day evolve into this idea of Hitl Medyonah Ben Yisrael Amidor. Shavli Yitemir Yitzchak Mayn Tuxiv L'tai B'Yivak Yishnifr B'chol Tushu Yizgal. L'tai B'Yivak Yishnifr Zal Loit Shnifr Me Avram. Loit left Avram, but why did he do it? For Taiva. L'taiva. It was because of Taiva Yivak Yishnifr that he wanted to go away. B'chol Tushu Yizgal Shnizgal Kloine B'Vatik Knesis about the midrashos, and Loit is forever embarrassed in the batei knesis and the batei midrashos. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Amoini umayavi asurin iser oilam. It's interesting. It's a little mashma from this Gemara that the reason Amoin umayav are also loved by Kal Hashem has something to do with this maisa of Loit ubnoisa. And the emes is the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzeh, where the Torah says Lo Yovei Amoinu Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, already gives a reason why it is that Amoinu Mayav is also Levi B'Kal Hashem. Al Dvarah Asher Loikidmu Eschem Lechem Uvamayim Va'al Asher Socha Aleihem Bilamem Bar. The Ramban in Spirish Al Torah says it's two reasons. The two reasons correspond to the two nations. Amoin, there was a taina he should have been makdim the Yidden with Lechem Umayim. Mayav Bolak Melech Mayav was the one that hired Bilam. But the point is, the Torah gives reasons why Amoin u'Moyav are also loved by Kal Hashem. It has nothing to do with the story of Loit u'Bnoisav. The fact that Amoin u'Moyav were born from this zivug between Loit and his daughters is not the reason, l'chura, that Amoin u'Moyav are also loved by Kal Hashem. So it's hard to fully appreciate this Gemara in light of that. You know who asks the Ha'ara? The Marsha. Marsha doesn't ask it for Im Shleimar. But it's clear that the Marsha was medayik this in the Gemara. In fact, the Marsha says zevezeh gara. It's mashma from this Gemara that there's two reasons that Amoin u'Moyav also love b'kal Hashem. Number one, Amoin u'Moyav is also love b'kal Hashem, like the pasuk says in Parashas Kiseitzeh, avarash leikidmu eschem. Additionally, it's because of the circumstances of how it came about. But says the Marsha, dovor nifla ad l'moy. He says that we know Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. Rus was a Mayaviyah. Naamo, Shleima Melech's mother, was an Amoinis. That's okay. It's just the males that are Aser, the females are Mutter. What's the pshat? He says, because who should eschav l'shem Aveira? Loit, who was the male in this act, his kavana was l'shem Aveira. So lo yovei Amoini, lo yovei Mayavi. But hein shen eschavu l'shem mitzvah. Loit's daughters, Hagami was an Aveira. but it was an aver l'shma. Therefore, amoyni v'loy amoynis moyavi v'loy moyavis. Amar Ula said that. Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. That's Mashim Shah. That's what the Gemara says in Masachas Yevamos. No, that's Parak Aro. The Gemara says that 1,000%. Amar Ula. That's what the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Kalkudim as Malach Penimo. Amar Ula. Tomar Zinsa. Yeah. Amar Ula. Amar Ula. Tomar Zinsa v'Zimri Zina. Tomar was Mizana and Zimri was Mizana. Tomar Zinsa Yatsim Imenam Malachim Neviim through Tomar's nus, and it was his nus because it was really something that was awesome for Tomar to do with Yehuda. And look what came from Tomar: Malachim Neviim Zimri Zina Naflu Kame Rivavoyis Miyisrael. And the point is that two people could do the same thing. That's the theme of the first part of today's daf. Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem Tzadikim. Yelchubam upoishlim yikashlubam. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak gedoy la'aveiro l'shma mi mitzvah shaloi l'shma. An aveiro with the right intentions could be more chashuv than a mitzvah with the wrong intention. Shenema tevoirich minoshin ya'el eishes chevra keni minoshin ba'oil tevoirich. Maninu noshin ba'oil. Who are the noshin ba'oil that Ya'el is greater to? Sora rivcha rochav aleya. So we know the story with Ya'el. Ya'el kills Sisra. Sisra was an important officer in the Kenani camp. He was attacking the Yidden. Ya'el gave Sisra food, made him really tired. Sisra falls asleep. Ya'el was boiled. Sisra sheva be'ilos, as the Gemara is about to say, and in his sleep she killed her. So Ya'el did an aver. She was nivala to Sisra, but at the same time tevoyel tevorech minoshim Ya'el, Eishes Chevra Akeni goes down as having done something greater than the Noshim Sheba'oil, that Sarah Rivka Rachel Vilei. Hagam, their Be'ilois were all Be'ilois mitzvah. Because an Aveira that Ya'el did, Lishma, is greater than the mitzvahs that the Imoyis did Shaloi Lishma. Now, why would you assume that what the Imoyis did was Shaloi Lishma? So, this is again, it's a Gemara also, Masech, this Nazar Dab Chav Gimel. You can take a look at Rashi and Tosfos there. Rashi and Tosfos say, Dvarim Nefla Madam Oid, Ve'in Kam Mekoyim. But the Gemara says, Eini, is that true? Is an Aver Lishma greater than a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma? Vam Rav Yudam Rav Lilim, ask God about every mitzvah Shaloi Lishma, Shaloi Lishma, Shemi Toich Shaloi Lishma, Boy Lishma. Meaning, this idea that an Aver Lishma is greater than a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma, it seems to suggest that a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma isn't so great. But it's not true. Didn't Rav say, La'olam yasek adam atayr v'mitzvah shalei l'shma? Shemitoich shalei l'shma ba l'shma? So if a mitzvah shalei l'shma is so chashuv that la'olam yasek, how could you tell me that an aver l'shma is greater than a mitzvah shalei l'shma? So the Gemara says, right, can't be greater. Eima kim mitzvah shalei l'shma. But at the very least, an aver shalei l'shma is as great as a mitzvah shalei l'shma. Am Rabbi Yechon, Shevet bilez ba l'yisir rosh v'yisir shah. Sisra was boiled Ya'el 7 times. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bein Ragleo, Kora Nofal, Shochav Bein Ragleo, Kora Nofal, Ba'asher Kora Hashem Nofal, Shodo, the 7 references to Be'ilah in that pasuk, and that's how we know Sheva Be'ilahs. Freik de Gemara, V'hokomisanyo Me'avera. How could you tell me that what Ya'el did was an Avera Lishma? Lishma sounds like it was 100% pristine in terms of what her intentions were. At the end of the day, she was Nivalot to Sisra. So didn't she have Hana? Wasn't there some element of Taiva that took place during this Bila? Am Rab Yoichanan, Mishum Rab Shum Bar Yechoi, Afilu Taivasam Shal Rishoyim Rahi Eitzel Tzadikin. No, that, Tzaddik, who has toiva via a rasha, it's not viewed to the tzaddik as being a toiva, and as a result, she couldn't have any hanah from the fact that she was together with Sisra. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav, loydom yasek adam b'tayr mitzvah afilu shloi l'shma. So we mentioned Rav's halacha, his well-known halacha, halacha that's mentioned throughout Shas. Shat nitoich shloi l'shma b'lishma shavischar men beis korbanos. What's a raya? How do you know? What posik or what idea in Tanakh expresses this idea better than anything else, that there's a chashivus to a mitzvah shalei l'shma, says the Gemara, Balak. Shebizchar mem beis korbanos, sheker Balak harasha. Balak harasha, when he hired Bilam, and Bilam is trying to be mekalel Klal Yisrael, so Balak played a role in it as well. Balak brought korbanos, 14 korbanos, every time Bilam tried to be mekalel Klal Yisrael, and he's bringing these greiser korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he was doing it because in his mind, he thought that would be Ma'irer, the koyach of Bilam, so that Bilam would be able to curse the Yidden. So if there's ever been a Shalei L'shma, this was the Shalei L'shma. Balak is bringing korbanos. His intention is 100% to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. And still, what did he get because of the Karbanos that he brought? He was rewarded. And you know what his reward was? Zacha v'yatasam imenu Rus. Rus came from him. Rus was a Mayaviyah. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, Rus bas b'noyishol eglein ben b'noyishol Balak melech Moyav. She was a direct descendant of Balak. And the reason he was zoicha to that is because of the fact that he brought these Karbanos. So you want to know if a mitzvah has a chashivos, even if it's done with the wrong intentions, exhibit A, Balak Melech Moyav. He brings 42 karbanos. His intentions are to curse Klal Yisrael, and he's zoicha that Malchus Beis David Rus is his granddaughter. How do you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards a person for every good deed that he does? Even a sicha na, even a nice word that he says, even that he's going to be rewarded for. You learn it from the parsha of Loit and his daughters. The older daughter who called her son Moyav, Amalei Rachmana Lemoisha, Al Totzer Es Moyav, Val Tiskaba Milchama, Milchama Hu Deloi, Ha Tziure Tzaharino. The ilut, meaning you're not allowed to wage war against Moyav, but at the same time you're allowed to be Metzayer Moyav. The ilut Tziira, but the younger daughter, the Karya Ben Ami, who didn't call her son Moyav, but rather Ben Ami, Amalei Al Tetzure, Val Tisker Bam Klal, Afilu Tzure Eloi. When it comes to Amoin, we have to be a little bit more sensitive too. You're not even allowed to be Mitzair Amoin. Meaning, Loyovay Amoin Meyavi Bekalasha. That's a pasuk in the Torah. They're not allowed to convert into our religion. We do not accept converts from Amoin. We do not accept converts from Moyav. That's a pasuk in the Torah. But in terms of the laws of engagement between the Yidden and Amun and Moyav, it was different. And the Gemara makes a diuk in the Psukim. Moyav, you were allowed to chepezich with Moyav, you just couldn't put on a uniform and fight with them. You couldn't wage war with them. But at the same time, to chepe with them, that was okay. When it comes to Amun, the Pasuk says, Al titzurem v'al tisgar bam klal, afilu tzurei loy. You're not allowed to be mitzayer them at all. Why is there a difference between Moyav and Amun? Says the Gemara, it relates to the name Amun Umayyav that was given by the Elta Baba, by the daughters of Loit. Loit's oldest daughter named her son Mayav. Mayav means Me'avi. This child came from my father. And it was perceived to be a little bit insensitive to give a child a name that forever would suggest that this child was born from a zivug between a father and a daughter. And it's for that reason the Pasuk says years later, Yiladu be Mitzayer them, as opposed to Amoy, whose name doesn't suggest Me'avi, it's a little finer. It's for that reason the Pasuk says, Afilu Tzure Eloi. Of course, the right thing to speak out now would be Rav Moshe's well-known story. It's printed in the Akdama Tigris Moshe Chelekes. We've spoken of that in the past. In Kam Mikoy Moi Laharech. A little bit more Gemara. Amrab Chia Baraba, Amrab Yoich, Shur Ben Karcha, Lo'ilam Yaknim, Adam Lidvar Mitzvah. A person should always be a zoriz when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah. Shebeschar Laila Acha Shekodmo Bechiru Letzeira. Because of the fact that the Bechira was with Loit the one night before the Tzeira was, Zachsa Vikadmasa Arba Dairus Lamalchas. She was Zaycha that her family, the Malchas, came from her four generations earlier. The reason is, Oyved was the great grandfather of David HaMelech. He's the daughter of Rus, meaning Rus's contribution to Klal Yisrael, to Malchus Beis David, starts already from Oyved, as opposed to Amoin. The first mention of Amoin contributing to Malchus is Shloima Melech's mother, Namo Amoinis, which is four generations later. The reason Moyav is involved four generations earlier than Amoin is because of the fact that Moyav comes from the older daughter, Amoin comes from the younger daughter, and the older daughter was with Loit one night earlier. So you see that Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs, that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that's something that we know. And here we have a Dvar Agada from a Pchia Barab in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, La'oilam Yakdim Adam Ledvar Mitzvah, Shebeschar Laila Achas, Shekodma Bechir Letzira, Zachsa Vekodmasa, Arba Dairus Lamachas. Just two ha'aris before we return to our regular program, which is Mesech Desoiris. The first star is, so the beginning of the Gemara brought a pasuk, Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem, it's possible for two people to do the same thing. One person does it with the right intentions, he's tzadikim yechubam. The other person does it with the wrong intentions, he's upayshim yikashubam. And the Gemara was trying to come up with an accurate mashal that depicts this idea. And the Gemara said the best mashal is a real life story, something that actually happened, something that's mentioned in the Torah. Loit ushnei b'naisav. Loit was mizdavik with his daughters. Through that, two sons were born, Moyav, Amoin. they were the patriarchs of the two nations, Amun Umayyav, that the Torah says, Lo Yavi Amun Umayyavi Bekal Hashem, and it came through a zivug that was less than noble. But at the same time, Loit, who was Neschav L'Shem Aveira, he's Upoishim Yikash L'Bam. He goes down as someone that was Mizdavik with his daughter. Hey, even though they did the same exact act, but being that they were Neschav L'Shem Mitzvah, they thought the world was coming to an end. In their mind, they would be Mekayim the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Loisoyu Vera, L'Sheves Yitzara. So they are Tzadikim Yelchubam. So you see, they did the same exact thing, but it's all a matter of intentions. Tzadikim Yelchubam, Upoishim Yikash L'Bam. The Gemara said that, how do you know that Loit had the wrong intentions? The fact that Loit's daughters had the right intentions, that's Pesukim in the Torah. But how do you know that Loit had the wrong intentions? So the Pesukim says, I don't know. I don't know this for a fact. But look at the context. Look at the circumstances. We know that why did Loit go to Stein? He went for Taiva. So if Loit went to Stein for Taiva, it's fair to assume that that was probably his intentions. But the Emes says, what do you mean it's fair to assume? It's true. For a man on the street, someone that's not a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, yeah, somebody that uses his own cup, yeah, it's fair to assume. But don't we have an obligation to be Danes Kol Adam L'Kans Schus? It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Have the Danes Kol Adam L'Kav Schus. So what's going on over here? It's fear to assume. No, it's not fear to assume. Don't we have an obligation to be Dan a person L'Kav Schus? So Rashi, the Mefarish of the Sechtes Nozit Avchav Gimel Lamed Aleph, asks the Kasha. Says Rashi, one line. Kol HaPosek HaZeh L'Shom Aveir Ne'mar V'Lokach, and therefore I'ato Yochol Adoyne L'Kav Schus. You have no right to Dan Loit L'Kav Schus. If you have such a good basis to assume that what Loit was doing was with the wrong intentions, you have no right to suddenly decide, come up with a krumishtikal Torah and think that maybe he too was a schav l'shem mitzvah. No. I ato rashoi l'doine l'kavschos. And Emes is Rabbeinu Yoino in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, where he talks about the mitzvah of being down a person l'kavschos, he says, it's not so simple. You know, people think that anytime you see a person do something questionable, or even if you see a person do an aveira, so you're obligated all of a sudden to say, nah, he's not really doing it, he meant something else. It's not true. It doesn't work that way. And really, you have to know who the person is before you apply the halacha of bidan a person l'kav schos. And Rabbi Yehuda very simply says that if you think about it, there's three types of people. There's a tzaddik, there's a beinoni, and there's a rasha, right? There's always all people can be divided. That the Gemara is Masechta Rosh Hashanah. There's tzaddikim, there's risham, and there's beinonim. The a tzaddik says, Rabbi Yehuda, there of course you have an obligation to bidan a person l'kav schos. And he says that even if you see a person that's doing something that hadas is noita is a dvar avera, but at the same time it should be done the person l'kav schos. If a person is a beinoni, meaning he's not a tzaddik, but he's not a rasha, so then if it's something that can be interpreted one way or another way, then of course you should be machria, you should be done l'kav schos. But then he says, v'mo isha hu roiv ma'isav l'roya, this is what we need to disagree. But if this person is a bad guy, oy bechantoy, or you've tested him, ki en yiras alukim bilvavoy, that he's not a yorei shamayim, tachria ma'isav u'dvar of l'kav choyva, you should be machria of l'kav choyva, shenema maskil tzaddik l'beis roya. Rasha, Misalef Rishoim Lora, Ukvar Hikdamnu Lacha Pe Rishoim. Half of a fellow. So this Chiddush that's Mavur in the Chadush, in the Chiddushi Agadis of this Mefarish of Mesachtes Nazir, Dav Chav Gimel Amalal, based on the Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel, which is also Gemara right here in Hayris Dav Yudam Beis, is Mefarish in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shar Shlishi of Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yoina says clearly that if you have a Rasha, an Ar Gemara Tzloit, someone that you know is for sure, Asher Bochantoi Kiyen Yiras Alekim Bovavoi, Ha'isha who is Rav Maisov L'Roya, Tachriya Maisov U'dvarav L'Kav Chav, that's exactly what the Gemara did. The Gemara was Machriya L'Kav, even though I don't know for sure what Loit was thinking, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to be makriya l'kav choyva. It's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, see, brings this whole arichos, this idea that, you know, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, so he says one of the things that very often he's going to be over is the idea of being down a person l'kav schus. And in the bottom of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, he brings the Rabbeinu Yoina and he has a little bit of a discussion of this halacha, that it's not always true that you're supposed to be down a person l'kav schus, only if he's a tzaddik or if he's a beinoni. But if a person's a rasha, just the opposite. Tachriya ma'isuv u'dvarov l'kav choyva. There's an obligation to do fakir. But toich dvarov, he asks a gevaldige kasha. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam in two places is a little mashma that there's no real obligation to be machriya, to be done a person l'kav schos. The Mishnah in Ovis says, hevidanes kol adam l'kav schos. It's Ovis perek aleph, Mishnah vav. The Rambam, when he talks about it, I'll just read to you one excerpt. Tzorich biderech hachasidus, Says the Rambam, it's miderech hachasidus to be done a personal kafschos. The Rambam says it in his Hilchas Deis as well. The Rambam, when he talks about how Talmid Chachamim are supposed to have a different Hilchas Deis than regular people, so one of the things he says is that Talmud Chacham should always be done a personal kafschos. Freaked. The Chafetz Chaim, it's a pel. I don't understand. We learned the Gemara together not that long ago. Perik Shavuos Eidus, Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The pasuk says, "Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael." Davar Achar, Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael. Hevidan Es Chaver Cholakav Schos. Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael is not a milsud de Chasidus. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Chafetz Chaim says, if you look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs on this pasuk, Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael, he says that one of the things that are included in Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael is to be done as Chaver Cholakav Schos. And it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Zefrek Tachov. It's Chaim. I don't understand the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in two places. In Hilchas Deis, where he's talking about how a person should conduct himself, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be. He's supposed to dress. He's supposed to do things differently. One of the things that the Rambam says is, he should be dan people the Kav Schos. Meaning it's a meal of the Chasidus. And the Rambam actually uses those words. He says in Mefurish, in his Pirush HaNovis, on the Mishnah, Vidan is Kol Adam LeKav Schos. So is it a meal of the Chasidus? Or is it a pasuk in the Torah? What the Rambam himself brings in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, "Bitzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael, Dovar Racher, Hevidan Es Chaver Cholakav Schos." Says the Chafetz Chaim that Rabbi Yoyin and Shari Tshuva already gave us three subcategories when it comes to the halacha. There's someone who's a tzaddik. There's someone who's a Beinoni. There's someone who's a Rasha. Frank, the Chafetz Chaim, what would it be if you have a person, you have no idea who he is? I don't know. I don't know if he's a tzaddik. I haven't met the guy before. I don't know if he's a Beinoni. I don't know if he's a Rasha. So what's the Shulchan Aruch then? How are you supposed to conduct yourself then? Says the Chafetz Chaim, al zeh nemar this Rambam. That's what the Rambam was coming to address. That the Rambam says that if you don't know who the person is, so mitzad didin raisa, you don't have a chiyuv dan the person lekav schos. Because that you only have when you know who the person is. You know he's a tzaddik. You know he's a Beinoni. Then there's a chiyuv to be dan lekav schos. But if you don't know who he is, then it's merely a mili de chasidus. But here's the punchline. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's meduyik heitev in the Lashon HaGemara. Look at the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael, hevidan es chavercho lekav schos. You know what the Mishnah Novi says? The Mishnah Novi says, Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha said, Rabbi Shuv ben Prachi said, hevidan es kol ha'odom lekav schos. Shavuos says, dan es chavercho. Ovis says Danis Kolodom. What's the difference? Chavercha means you know the person. You know who he is. Oh, if you know the person, that's a mitzvah deiraisa. That's Danis Chavercha. That's Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. That's what the Rambam brings in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's what the Shari Tshuva is referring to. But then there's a Mila de Chasidus. It's a Pirkei Ovis. Pirkei Ovis is Mila de Chasidus. In Pirkei Ovis, it doesn't say Danis Chavercha. We're not talking about somebody that you know. Because somebody that you know, either it's a mitzvah deiraisa, or you don't have a chiv at all, or tachriya myself for kaf chayva. But we're talking about somebody that you don't know. Hevidanis kol ha'adam. Oh, you don't know him. He's an adam. You just met a person. That's a milu de chasidus. That's what the Rambam is being mefarish in Pirkei Avos, and that's what the Rambam was referring to in his Hilchas Deis. That's the first story. The second story is speaking about this idea of an averi lishma. Gedola averi lishma. Yoisami mitzvah shaloi lishma. And we had two averi lishma, three averis lishma that were mentioned in the Gemara. We had loitu shnei b'noisav. That was a ziva between a father and a daughter, but it was an avera lishma. And then we had Ya'el, Eishes Chaver HaKeni, and we also had the Gemara mentioned for a second Tamar. Tamar zinsa v'yatsa v'men malachim v'neviyim. Why? Because that too was an avera lishma. Hilig b'nei Yisoschar, and a classic b'nei Yisoschar. It's a Maimer Chodesh Nisan, some last licks. Maimer Dalej Rosh Zayin. So the b'nei Yisoschar over there is discussing the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Makas Bechiris, the Pasuk says, Va'avarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyochel, went into Mitzrayim, he was the one that killed Kol Bechor, Anivel Oishliach, Hashem was the one that did it by himself. And the B'nai Yisoschar asks the Gevaldiger Kash. He says, we know that by Makas Barad, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Davin, that Hashem should cause the Barad to stop falling down. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? The Pasuk says, he tells Paro that when I leave the city, I'm going to stick up my hands and I'm going to get the Barad to stop. So Chazal say, that Mitzrayim was shtufei zima. It was full with Avodah Zarah. And because it was Avodah Zarah, the Dibaloi Hayim Asiachid, even in Mitzrayim. The Shekhinah didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim. As a result, the only way for Moshe Rabbeinu to daven, to tap into the Shekhinah, to be able to get the Makkah to stop, was by leaving Mitzrayim. So that's why by Makkah's Barad, Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice to leave Mitzrayim. Aye, what about the other Makkahs? Only by Marcus Bart this was an issue. What about the other Marcus? It's Yedua, the Netziv, and a Tshuva, and Meshach Dover, Buddha Rai from here. That if a person is in a place that's Mileya Gilulim, I guess like the world we live in, if a person is in a world that's Mileya Gilulim and Shtufe Zima, but if he closes himself in a Beis Medrash, in a Beis HaKnesses, then he's considered removed from it. And as a result, the Dibur could be Nesiach HaDibur. So the Netziv said that Moshe Rabbeinu by Shar Makdis, he was able to go into Beis Medrash and Davin, sit Mizrach and Davin. But by Barod, when Moshe told Paroi that you're going to see that as soon as I Davin, the Barod, as it's falling, it's going to stop coming down. Also, it had to be outside so that Paroi should see that his Tefillah was going to stop it outside. Now he's not enclosed. Those could taste him in the air. He had to leave the city. The only way to do it outside would be, but if he was inside, the Netziv wrote this Tshuva in response to a Shiloh that was asked him, where there was a Beis Medrash that was adjacent to a cloister, it was adjacent to a church. And the question was, are you allowed to daven in that direction? So the Mizrach literally went towards the church. So the Shiloh wanted to know, maybe we should daven in another direction, daven Dorim, Mayriv, maybe not to face Mizrach. So the Netziv says, that how do you know what to do? But he says, in general, it's not a problem. This was Israel was from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kitzesim in a year was only by Makkos Borah. The other Makkos wasn't an issue. Vais Tois, you don't have to worry about what's outside of the Beis Medrash. It doesn't matter if you're facing in that direction. But the Mechitz are chaytzeitz, and as a result, it's not going to be an issue. Dvarim neflam, a tshuva from the Netziv and his meishav davar. But the bottom line is, faith the bnei yisoschar. I don't understand. The Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't daven for Makkos Borah to Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Shechina wasn't as yachid with Moshe in Mitzrayim, because it was Meleya Gilulim and it was Shtufezim, and the Shechina is not going there. Yet when it came to Makkos Bechoris, what happened? Va'avarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself, the Shechina Kaviyochel Bechfoy Devatzmai came and it wiped out all the Bechoyim and even Lo Yishliach. I thought the Shechina couldn't come to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even daven in Mitzrayim. And who are all of a sudden the Shechina is coming? A Gevaldige Kasha. Azoy Freik the Bnei Yisoschar. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, listen to this. It's true. It's 100% true. Really, the Shechina cannot go to Mitzrayim. And by the Shechina going into Mitzrayim, it did something that it wasn't supposed to do. It did a proverbial aver. It was an aver l'shma, zok de bnei yisoscha, and it was done bedavka that way. Because if you look around, pukhazi, every Yeshua that Klal Yisrael ever had in their history came about through an aver l'shma. And that's why the Shechina did something that really was out of character. Really, it should not have done. The Shechina was not supposed to be in Mitzrayim. So that it should be on the madriga of an Avera, albeit Lishma, and it's through an Avera Lishma that a Yeshua comes. And he says it has to be that way. He says, because the Emes Yid, a Yid, when we want to be Ma'ir Yeshuas, what do we do? We do mitzvahs. He says, mitzvahs are Ma'ir Yeshuas, but nothing bad can come from a mitzvah. It's not shaykh for any Dover Ra to come from a mitzvah, even a Dover Ra for Rishon, even a Dover Ra for our Sinan for our enemies. So if a Yid is going to learn Torah and all he's going to do is mitzvahs and hope that that will be Ma'ir the Yeshua, it can't happen because no Peronius says the Bnei Yisoschar can come from a mitzvah. At the same time, we're going to do Averis. That's definitely not going to work out. So says Bnei Yisoschar, what's the Eitzah? When a Yid needs a Yeshua, if a Vanim come to Yeshua, for a mitzvah, nothing bad comes from mitzvahs. Averis? That's terrible. So what's the Eitzah? Avera l'shma. And Avera l'shma, when the Avera is done, it's Ma'ir Dinim. But if it's done with the right intentions, the Dinim are directed in the direction of our enemy, and as a result, that's how we're able to make it out. And that was exactly what played itself out by Yitzias Mitzrayim. What played itself out is Va'avarti HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina was Yorda to the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Something that it never did, something that it shouldn't have done. It was Begeder Avera. But Aver Lishma, and it's through the Aver Lishma that the Yeshua comes. And he says, that's the Oymik in Yael, Ishas Chever Akeni. You see that the Yeshua from Sisra came about Al Yudein Aver Lishma. He says, you find it by Mordechai and Esther. Exactly. Esther said, Kasha Avadati Avadati. How did the Yeshua of Purim come? It came through a Zivuk together with Achashverish. Mordechai, Vayavar Mordechai, Chazal say, Osa Aver Lishma, Gozar Tainis Beim Rishon Shal Pesach, Upita Yisrael Min Amatzu Min Amorer. So you see that Mordechai made a Gzeira that they didn't eat Matzu Amorer. That year, Puk Chazi says all Yeshuas came about through an element of Aver L'shma, because that's the only way for the Yeshua to be possible to come. Dvarim neflaim. Either way, Zok to Gemara Vayta Tana Rabbanon Me'ama Oretz. It says in the Parsha of Chatas Yachid. Ah, listen, you know. It says in the Pasuk Me'ama Oretz. Problem Mashiach. Me'ama Oretz. Problem Nasi.
So in the parish of Chatas Yochid, a Yochid that doesn't aver b'shoyki, an aver that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karis. So what's the halacha? He brings a regular Chatas Yochid, kizbor seira. It says the word me'am aretz. Me'am aretz is a diuk. It's coming to be me'ma'et. Who? A Mashiach. That if the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, would do an Aver B'Shoigig, he wouldn't bring the Chatas Yochid. If the Nasi would do an Aver B'Shoigig, his carbon would be different as well. He would bring the Sayer. Fake the Gemara, why do I need Ma'am Aretz to tell me that the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi are different? Valei Kfar Yatsu Mashiach, lead him a par, Nasi, lead him a sar. Isn't it Parashiyos, Meleios in the Torah? The Torah says that a Kohen Mashiach is different. He brings the par Kohen Mashiach. But Torah says the Nasi is different. He doesn't bring a Kizba or a Seira. Rather, he brings a Sa'ir. So it's Mefurish in the Torah already that the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi is different. Why do I need a Diuk? Yehuda va'od l'kra? I have a Mefurish a Parasha. Says the Gemara, Shiyach Mashiach, al halam davrem, shigas maisa, maybe par. Because I would have thought that the Kohen Mashiach, when does he bring the par Kohen Mashiach? That's only if there was halam davar im shigas maisa. Remember, the par Kohen Mashiach is governed with the same Shulchan Aruch that governs the par Helim Dover Shal Tzibor. But Al-Shig, because Maisa L'chudei, maybe Kizbev Sira, I would have thought without this pasuk that if the par Kohen Mashiach does an ordinary Aveira, B'Shigigas Maisa, not B'Helim Dover, maybe then he should bring the Kizbev Sira, Tamalei, Me'am Ma'aretz, Prat Mashiach, Me'am Ma'aretz, Prat L'Nasim. So the reason we have a diuk, the reason we have a miut in the parish of Chatas Yochav for the par Kohen Mashiach is to tell me that the Kohen Mashiach, B'Shigigas Maisa L'chudei, he doesn't bring the Kizbev Sira. B'Helim Dover, that he brings the par, that's a parish in the Torah. But the second part of the halachis of the par Kohen Mashiach, and that is that he doesn't bring anything b'shigas maisa. How would I know that? I know that from Me'am Aretz. But the Gemara says, Tenech Mashiach, you just answered why we need the diuk to be mimai Mashiach. Ela nasi. But the nasi b'shigas maisa with the maisi. The nasi does bring his sa'ir b'shigas maisa. So there's really one difference between the nasi and the ordinary yachid, and that is, whereas the ordinary yachid b'shigigas ma'aser brings a kizbar se'ira, the nasi b'shigigas ma'aser brings a sa'ir, and I know that that's a pasuk in the Torah. So why do I need ma'am aretz? I'm Rav Zid Mishpei the Rab Hakam Ayaskinon Gigon Shachal Kizayis Chelav. You know, it's coming to teach me if somebody would eat a kizayis chelav kishu had venesmana, and then he became a nasi va'achak achnoidaloi, and after he was the nasi, he was made aware that he just did an avera b'shoygig she's doing a car. So I mean, I would have thought nicely kizba v'seira. I would have thought that now you should bring a kizba or a seira. Hamash malan. The chiddush is then, meaning I would have thought that in a case where the nasi had done it when he was a head, how so? He did the avera when he was a head, yet then it was noidaloi. After he became the Nasi. So maybe now bring the Kizbar of the Sira. So that I don't know from the Iker Parasha of Im Nasi Yachata. Kamash Malon, Me'am Aretz, that in that case he does not bring the Kizbar of the Sira. But the problem is, isn't that the Machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah and the Yudam and Aleph? Hanichl Reb Shimon does a Basi Yadir. That's all good according to Reb Shimon, who holds that in that case, in fact, the Nasi would not bring the Kizbar of the Sira. Elul Rabban and the Azli Basar Chata. But according to the Rabban and the Mishnah and the Yudam and Aleph, who said that you always go Basar Chet. So in that case, if I had yet, doesn't have Aver B'Shoigi. Then he was Nisman Elias Nasi. The halacha is, he would bring the Kizba the Sira. So obviously, Me'am Aretz is not coming to tell me that he doesn't bring the Kizba the Sira, because I cared. The halacha is, he does bring the Kizba the Sira. So my Ikala Me'mar. So I know what Me'am Aretz could be coming to teach me according to Reb Shimon. But according to the Rabbanon, what is Me'am Aretz coming to teach me? El Amar Avzvid, Mishmei Derava, Hachav, Me'yaskin, Ekhan, Shachal, Chatzi, Zayas, Chelev. He ate a half a Zayas of Chelev, Kishu Hadid, Vinismana, Vinishlima. And he ate the other half when he was a Nasi. V'achakach noidalei. In that case, Solkadayit chamino nitzdarif, v'naisi kizba v'seira, kamash malon. What would be if he ate half a zayas when he was a hadid and half a zayas when he was a Nasi? In that case, even the Rabbanan are not going to hold that he doesn't bring the kizba v'seira. The Rabbanan sheet is that if he did the entire avera when he was a hadid, even though it was noidalei, when he was already a Nasi, he brings the kizba v'seira. But let's say he would do part of the avera when he was a hadid, the other part of the avera when he was a Nasi, everybody would agree, says the Gemara, that he doesn't bring a kizba v'seira and he doesn't bring the sayer. Because you don't have the basar chet. Half of the Aveira was done when he was a Hedyet, which is one carbon. The other half of the Aveira was done when he was a Nasi, which is another carbon. How do I know for sure that in that case he doesn't bring even the Kizba and Seira? Kamash Malon, that's what I learned from Me'am Aretz. So we just said that even according to the Rabbanim, that hold, that if a person doesn't Aveira when he was a Hedyet, he was Nesman Aliyah Nasi, and then it was Noidaloi. The halacha is that he brings the carbon head. If, however, we need a half a zayas when he was a hedyet, he was nismana, ate another half a zayas when he was a nasi, v'noidaloi, he would be potter. What would be if he ate a half his ice when he was a head yet? He was this man Elias Nasi. And then he's not Nasi anymore. He became a Mitzayr. He's not the Nasi anymore. And he became a head yet again. And when he became a head yet, since Faitanmu, at that time he ate the other half of Zayas. What's the halacha? Could you be Mitzarif, the two Chatzi Zayas, Achilois, Beshoigig, to create one shear, then now he should be Chayev, a Kizbor Seir? Because at the end of the day, he ate a full zayas while he was a head yet. Or do you say that the nasius in between was a mafsek? And being that had he eaten the half a zayas when he was a nasi, that lachas he would be potter. That's the lachas we just said we learned from Me'am Ha'aretz. So maybe he'd be potter as well. Says the Gemara, hey, chedam, kenshach, chatzi zayas chedam, what we just spoke out, kshu head yet. V'nismana, v'ovar v'hishlimoy. Meaning, he was ovar from his minoy, and then he was mashlamid. What's the shayla? Hosam hudalay mitzarif. When is it not mitzarif? When it's achli palge kishu head yetu palge kishu nasi. Aval hocha di idi vi idi kishu head yet. But over here, where the entire kizayis was eaten when he was a head yet, achli mitzarif. Maybe it is mitzarif. Oy domo lo ishno, or maybe not. My, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says tifshal le miho. Shouldn't we be able to replace the shayla from here? Amar ulam Rabbi Yechir ocha chela ve'ivish carbon. If somebody ate chela b'shayi, he was mafish a carbon. The hamer, and then he became a mummer. The chazaboy. The Gemara is going to bring the whole arichos on the bottom of the summit. The halacha that a mummer cannot bring a carbon chatas. So what would be if somebody ate chalef, he was mafresh a carbon, then he became a mummer, v'chazaboy, and then he was a chayza b'tshuva. He's not a mummer anymore. So could he now bring the carbon? So Rabbi Yechanan said, no. Hoyl v'nidche yitche. Once he was a mummer for 1 minute, at that point, he couldn't bring the carbon. We say, even though later he's not a mummer anymore, he still can't bring the carbon. So what do you see? That if a person is in a state where he can't bring the carbon, even if later that changes, he still can't bring the carbon. So l'chura, in the same vein, if a person would eat a half his eyes when he was a head yet, and then he was nisman aliyas nasi, once he's nisman aliyas nasi, it should be the equivalent thereof of becoming a mummer. So that even if later he's over minisiyusai, and he's mashlim the shir, it doesn't matter. Still l'chura, ta'inus the Gemara, shouldn't he not be able to bring the carbon? But the Gemara says, hachi hashto, mummer la barisuya carbon. I buy a suya carbon. The reason, if a person becomes a mummer, he becomes dachui, meaning the carbon that he was mafresh is no longer a carbon that he's able to bring, is because a mummer can't bring a carbon. Zevach Rosham Tayev. A mummer cannot bring a carbon. The Gemara's going to be psukim, how you know a mummer can't bring a carbon. But he cannot bring a carbon at all. As opposed to the Nasi, when he is Nasi, if he would do an Aver B'Shoigig at that moment, he would have a chiv to bring a carbon. It would be a different carbon. It wouldn't be a Kizbor Seira. It would be a sa'ir, but being that he still would be subject to bringing a carbon, maybe it's not considered dachu. Either way, you can't be poishet the shayla from there. But you mean a rabbi zayir merav sheishes achal sofik chaylev kishu hadid kishmak shayla. If you're halting in the cheshbon, if somebody eats a sofik chaylev when he's a hadid, so what's the halach if somebody eats sofik chaylev? Ashim told me v'nesmana, and then he became the nasi v'noydale al sveikoy, and he was made aware that he ate sofik chaylev. Ma. Now that he's a Nasi, does he bring an Ashim Tali or does he not bring an Ashim Tali? Now, if you remember, Ashim Tali is brought when you have a Suffolk if you have to bring a Karban Chatas. But there were exceptions to the rule. The Parhelim Dovashal Tzibor did not have an Ashim Tali. A Koya Mashiach, if he has a Suffolk, he didn't bring an Ashim Tali either. The Nasi, who brought a Sa'ir, B'Shigigas Maisa, he brought a regular Ashim Tali. If he had a suffix, if he did an Avera, Shez Doina Karis, Bishai. So what happened over here was, this is a Hedyet that did an Avera. He was Nisman Elias Nasi. But whereas in the Mishnah's case on the Afyudam and Aleph, the Mishnah's case that the Gemara just brought a moment ago, the Machlokes Chachon and Reb Shimon, that was where he did an Avera that he for sure has to bring a Karban Chatas for. Then he was Nisman Elias Nasi. So there was a Shaila. Now that he's a Nasi, he has a different Chivas Chatas. Do you bring the Chatas? Do you go Basa the Chet when he was a Hedit? Or Af Basa Yadir? Reb Shimon says you need the Yadir, it should be in the same Zman of the Chet. And being that it wasn't, because he was Nisman Elias Nasi, and a Nasi has a different Karban Chatas, it's for that reason he doesn't bring the Karban Chatas. But here we're not discussing the Chatas. Here we're discussing the Ashim Tali. So the Gemara wants to know, if somebody did an Avera that it requires an Ashim Tali, meaning he has a Suffolk if he ate Chela B'Shoigig, and then he was Nisman Elias Nasi, and then it was Noidaloi, do you bring the Ashim Tali or not? And listen to the Gemara, how gishmak it is. I leave the Rabbanon, the Azli Basa Chataloi Tibaylach. According to the Rabbanon, that say you always go Basa the Shas Achet. It's Pashit. There's no Shiloh the Maisei Ashim Tali. Madach the Chachamim hold that if it was a Vadai, achilas chela b'shoigik. He would bring a carbon chatas despite the fact that he was nisman elias nasi. Because I don't care about what his status is at the time that it was noidalei. All I care about is what his status was at the time that he did it out there. The time that he did that there was a regular hadid. He has to bring a regular chatas yachid. So it's poshit. If at the time of that vera he had to bring an Asham Tali, bring a regular Asham Tali. But kiti by lachali b'drab Shimon, the shaylas lachali b'drab Shimon. Do you say that midi ishtani levada ishtani lasafik? Do you say that according to Rab Shimon, being that when he was the Sman Elias Nasi, he has a different chatos if he bevada did that vera b'shoigig? So maybe he can't bring the Asham Tali now either, because even though an ordinary hedyet that does a safik shoigig shes doyne karis brings an Asham Tali, and it's Nasi that does a suffix Zdoine Karis B'shoigig brings an Asham Tali, but being that the Karbin Vaday was Nishtana, maybe that rears on that you can't bring the Asham Tali either. But being that the Nasi brings the same Asham Tali that the Hedya does, so make a tasty, there should be a Shinui. Because there's a Shinui on the Chatas Vaday level, that means there should be a Shinui on the Asham Vaday level, says the Gemara. Says in the Pasuk, Me'am Ma'aretz. So on top of the Yomid, we had two things that the Gemara was memayed from Me'am Ma'aretz. Me'am Ma'aretz Pratlim Mashiach, Me'am Ma'aretz Pratlim Nasi. What does Me'am Ma'aretz Pratlim Mashiach mean? Isn't there a parasha in the Torah that says the Mashiach is different? Pratlim Mashiach means that even B'shigigas Maisa, where there was no Helam Dover, where he doesn't mean the Parakoy Mashiach, even then he doesn't mean the Chatas Yochid. What does Pratlim Nasi mean? So the Gemara said, Pratlim Nasi, according to Reb Shimon, means if he did the Aveira when he was a Hedyet, then he was Nisman Elias Nasi. Or according to the Chacham, where he ate a half a Zayas when he was a Hedyet, Nisman Elias Nasi, and then he ate the other half a Zayas. So those were the two drushes that the Gemara brought in the first half of this Amid that's learned out from Me'am Ma'aretz. But the Gemara brings another drasha. Me'am Ma'aretz, Pratlim Mumer, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi, Yomim, Reb Shimon, Ashaloysa, Asena, Beshgog of Ashik. We had this on the Beza Menal. Ashav Mi'ed Yosi, Mevi Karbon Al Shugigasai, Loishav Mi'ed Yosi, Any Mevi Karbon Al Shugigasai. Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi said, I have a different Makar. How do I know that a Mumer can't bring a carbon Chatas? I don't need this vague Me'am Ma'aretz to be Memayed. But I have a more clear drasha, because the Pasuk says that person that does an Aver B'shoigig, he didn't know what he did. And he did this Aver B'shoigig, he brings the Karma Chatas. But would be someone that even if he knew what he was doing, he would have done it anyways. He has no problem. Punkt, he did a B'shoigig. Hashav mi yediyasai, maybe carbon al shugigasai. But loy shav mi yediyasai, if he wouldn't do tshuva when he was made aware of what he was doing, he would still do the Aver anyways. That person does. So a mummer is someone that by definition does Averis. So being that he's a loy shav mi yediyasai, that's why. So we have two limudim, two makoiros that a mummer is excluded from the parish of carbon chatas. My being, I am Rabbi Amnuna, mummer lechol chelev, umevi carbon al hadam ikubinair. Nafkamina would be, what if somebody is a mummer to eat chelev? He's only a mummer ludovar echol. He eats chelev. Chelev is his weakness, that's his shvach moment. He always eats chelev if he has an opportunity to eat chelev. Dam? Never will touch dam. He's never going to eat dam. And he ate dam b'shoikik. So do you look at him now as a mummer or not? Says the Gemara, kiven the mummer lechol chelev. The man that said, Me'am Ma'aretz Pratlim Mumer, at the end of the day, he's a mummer. Now he's grabbed a mummer l'chelev. But there's a miut that a person who meets the technical criteria of mummer, even though it's a mummer l'chelev, and he ate that, at the end of the day, he's a smite. But a ma'ar sova, the dam, miya shabi the yasser. It's not a din that a mummer is a gavra that's excluded from the carbon chatas, but it has to be someone that b'metzias is shabi the yasser. A mummer is shabi the yasser. Why is this mummer shabi the yasser? Because he's only a mummer l'chelev. He's not a mummer l'chelev. But the Gemara says, but Rava Amar, didn't Rava say, the kuli alma mucha l'chelev? I thought Rava said that everybody agrees that a mummer lechol chelev is not considered a mummer ladam. Meaning, whatever the drasha is, Rava already clarified, there's no halacha that if a person has a weakness in a certain, he can never bring a karbon chatas. This idea that a mummer doesn't bring a chatas is for his avera. Has to be his avera that he doesn't bring a chatas for. So that can't be the ikke b'nayu, because everybody agrees that a mummer lechol chelev is not going to be a mummer lechol dam. El halacha ba'ichol nevelo teyavim v'eschav loy b'shum. Here we're talking about someone that he's a mummer, but he's a mummer l'teyavim. He's not a mummer lechachas. So whenever you go through the sugya as a mummer, there's two types of mummers. There's a mummer l'teyavim. He does averis, but he does it because he's a bal taiva. And then there was someone that's rear, but he was a mummer l'hachas. He used to do averis because he literally is upset at Hashem. There's a person who can point to Hashem. He can say, Zek Keli Van Veyu, Esau. But he's a mummer l'hachas. He doesn't care. He wants to be machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is that idea. We're talking, what's the nafgamina between these two drashas? Someone that was a mummer to eat nevela l'teyavim. And now this person accidentally ate nevela. Again, he did it b'shoyg. If he didn't do it b'shoyg, we're not even talking about a karban chatas. Come on, that's the machlokes. Mar Savar, kimidol teyav and achel b'mezid mumur. Being that this person would eat nevela b'mezid, albeit l'teyavin, so he's a mumur. He's excluded. Mar Savar, kimin the ilu ashkuch dehetero loy achal diisur la mumuru. That's the shaila. A mumur l'teyavin, l'nevela. A mumur l'teyavin for a specific aver. Is he viewed as a mummer, or is he not viewed as a mummer? On the one hand, he's a mummer, but then again, he's only a mummer with teyavim, so he's only a mummer if that's what suits his taiva. But let's say he's punked in the mood of a good kosher steak. Okay, then maybe that's what he's going to eat. So that was the shaila. Shaila was, is he a mummer when he's a mummer with teyavim, or is he not a mummer when he's a mummer with teyavim? More on this idea. Tanu Rabbanan, ocha chelev, zeu mummer. If somebody eats chelev, that's a mummer. Veizeu mummer, what is a mummer? Ochal neveilois utreifis shkotzim v'remasim v'shasa yayinesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afalei v'shkolayim. So the Gemara dissects this brisa. Omer mar ochal chelav zeo mumer veizeo mumer ochal neveil. It's my comma, right? What does the brisa even mean? How do you read the brisa? Ochal chelav is a mumer. And what's a mumer? Ochal neveilois utreifis shkotzim v'remasim. So the same brisa has two definitions of a mumer. Omer Rabbi Barba Chana Rabbi Yechalchi comer. Ochal chelav litei avoy hareze mumer lehachis hareze tzeduki. So if he eats it lahachis, he's not just a mummer, he's even a tzaduki. What does it mean? He's a Sadducee, he's a tzaduki. So Rashi, it means that he's not only viewed as a mummer who can't bring a carbon, for example, but he's viewed as a tzaduki in halacha. So for example, if he's shech tzchulin, it's considered that it was shachar avodah zarah. Just one example. But all the halachis of an oved avodah zarah, of a min of a tzaduki, will apply to this person. What did he do? What did he do? He just ate nevela lahachis. You eat something lahachis, you suddenly get stamped. Right now, you're branded with a title called tzaduki. He says the Gemara, what's the hemshech of the braisa? Veizeu mumer de mistama tzaduki. Is it ever possible to see a person and know mistama that he's a tzaduki? I mean, if you know for sure he did davera lahachis, you know he's a tzaduki. But what if you don't know for sure? Aviyoimer, yeah, it's possible. Oichel nevela utrefa, shkotzen viramasa, vishasi yayin esch. If a person does any of those aforementioned averas, you know why? Because these are all things that a person is not nehene from. So must be the reason he's doing that there is because of taiva. I'm sorry, it's because of lahachis, which is the opposite, not because of taiva. It's because of lahachis, and that's how you know, menastam, that he's going to be viewed as a tzeduk. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, afa loivish kalayim. A loivish kalayim is also a mummer. My beinayu. I mean, why would the Tanakhama hold a loivish kalayim is different? When the Tanakhama said that what's a mummer, an oichel nevelis, he means it's an example of one of the 365 loisaseis in the Torah. Loivish Kalayim is another example. Why would you think that Kalayim is different, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda had to say, Afa Loivish Kalayim, Ekibeinayu, Kalayim Drabban. No, Nafkimina is Kalayim Drabban. Mar Savim Midarais, Avi Mumma Drabban, Loyavimur. Tanakama holds, you have to be over Nisid Rais in order to be a Mumma. But if you're only over Nisid Drabban, you're not a Mumma. Mar Savar, Kalayim, Kibin the Mepharsim Yisur, meaning that everybody knows Kalayim is Asr, Afilu Midarabban, even if it's only Kalayim Drabban, still heavy Mumma. Pligibar, Rav Acha, Ravino. One more note on this idea. Chadam Latiyav, Mumma Lahacha Saduki. If a person doesn't have a teyava, he has a din of a mumer. If he does a lehachis, he has a din of a tzaduki, like the way the Gemara was mefarish the previous brayso. Chadomar lehachis nami mumer. That even if a person doesn't have a lehachis, he's a mumer. Ela is a tzaduki. What's a tzaduki? Kol oived avoydes kechavim. He has to be an oived avoydes zara. Meisvei achol parosh echad or yutush echad. Harei a mumer. If a person eats bugs, he's a mumer. V'achod lehachis o lechura. If a person eats bugs, he's not doing it because he just has a taiva for bugs. He's probably doing it lehachis. Fikar kari le mumer. And still the brayso calls him a mumer. Isn't it a raya that someone that does an avera, even lahachis, is considered a mummer? He's not considered tzaduki, meaning a tzaduki maybe is only if you're avera dezar. So it's a raya to one of the two amayron. So the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Could be hosam. The amar etem tam disura. Could be the reason he did that over there is because he actually had a taiv. He wants to know what these things taste like. It's not muchach that he's necessarily doing a lahasa. One last gemara. Bezeu nasi ze melech tanu rabbana. Nasi. It says in the Torah, nasi. A nasi that doesn't have vera b'shoigik. She has doin a chorus. He doesn't bring a kizba or a seira, a female sheep or a female goat. But rather, what does he bring? A sa'ir, a male goat. What's the definition of nasi? So we keep on saying the nasi is the melech. How do we know that? this Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Nasi Yochel, Nasi Shevet, Kenach Shein Ben Aminod. I would have thought that even the Nasi of a Shevet, such as, and as an example, Nach Shein Ben Aminod, Talmud Loimim, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alekav. Ulahalon, Uwayim Elaman, Yilma Liyiras Hashem Alekav. And that pasuk is in the context of a Melech. Malahalon, we're talking about someone, Shein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav, meaning he is on the top of the food chain. In terms of hierarchy, he's the king. Af Nasi, so to the Nasi of the Parsha of the Chatas Nasi, is She'ein al Gabov, Ella Hashem Alekot. Boy, Mene Rebbe, Merabchia. Rebbe wants to ask Rabchia, Kigoy Nani, Ma'u Besar. If I, as the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, would do an Aveir B'Shoikin, now Rebbe lived after the Chorban, but Luyat Suyer, would I bring the Sa'ir, or would I bring a Kizbar Asir? Amalei, so he told him, Aretz Arascha B'Bavel. He says, you can't, because you're the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, but you have the Reish Galus in Bavel. You have a Tzara, there's someone on your level. It has to be someone, She'en Al Gabav, El Hashem Alekav, Esvei Malchi, Yisrael Malchi Beis David, Eilu Mevin La'atzma, Eilu Mevin La'atzma. You see, all the kings used to bring, Amalei, Hasam, Le'kaifei Adadi. That's because they had independent sovereignty. They weren't Meshubit to each other. But we're the Nesiyim on Meshubit to the Reish Galusa, and that's why here it's Sefer Psafim Masni Hachi. Same exchange with different words. No, you can't bring the Sar because the Reish Galusa were referred to as the Shevet, and we're referred to as the Mechayke, Gesetz Gebers. Vitani went to the Breisel, Yosu Shevet mi Yehuda, dusting off the Yiddish. Zer Reish Goyla, Shevet Bavel, Sher Reish Des Yisrael B'Makul, U'mechayke mi Bein Ragov, Elu B'nei Banav Shal Hillel, Shemalamdem Teir B'Rabim. So the Nesiyim were referred to as the Malamdei Teirah. The Reish Galusa were referred to as the Shevet. Shevet is greater. You can't bring the Sire. You know why? Because you're not on top of the food chain. Why would Rebbe have a havamina? He wasn't king. Speak out of Yetzer Shem, a dover nifla tomorrow.